So you ask, what is a bank walk away? It's pretty much when a mortgage lender decides not to foreclose on a property. Or in the case of 212 East Gear Street in Old North Durham, to stall on the completion of a foreclosure. You see, it doesn't make the bank any money to foreclose in these mostly minority, lower to middle income neighborhoods where the housing stock is old. The proceeds from the foreclosure won't even cover the cost of the process itself. So there the house sits, right next door to Frank Burgess.
There were tenants here, but they weren't the nicest, and they were the cleanest, because they would put the baby Pampers, they'd toss them right over the railing, they'd toss them out the back door, on our side of the property, of course.
Frank Burgess says his wife just had to have the house at 214 East Gear Street. So since 2008, he's personally cleaned up the trash.
Months, because I cleaned, I don't know how many trash bags full of just baby Pampers.
And Burgess says the police have had to be called several times because of loitering at the house by drug dealers and prostitutes. 212 East Gear was purchased by Arthur Barnes in 2006 with financing from Countrywide Mortgage Corporation. Barnes allegedly owned many rental properties in Durham, but due to the housing bubble, coupled with a few bad tenants, Barnes filed for bankruptcy and stopped making payments on East Gear. Then banks started passing the buck. Countrywide ended up being purchased by Bank of America. It hired a company to be the sub-servicer, and that company is owned by an outfit in Japan.
So the full story is that J.C. Flowers, a hedge fund, owns Shinsei Bank, which owns Specialized Lending Services, which is hired by Bank of America to do the foreclosure, and no one's done their job.
Peter Skillern is executive director of Reinvestment Partners, an economic justice advocacy organization that works on fair lending and banking issues. Skillern's offices are one block from the property in question, and he says he doesn't like seeing the drug dealers, trash, and loitering either.
We've made every effort to communicate with each of the banks. It's taken quite a bit of work.
Bank of America didn't respond to a request for an interview, but Skillern has made some headway. After 4 years, he says Bank of America has informally agreed to help Reinvestment Partners buy the house and rehab it. A lot of work for just one little house. Rick Hester is the housing code administrator for the city of Durham. He says bank walkaways, also known as abandoned foreclosures, are a problem.
I do know that I probably run across two or three a week, that the name is still in the old owner, but we know that it's the bankruptcy has been filed, they just haven't closed on it.
I guess how serious of a problem do you think this is for the city? I mean, because I guess you're about trying to, if they're foreclosed on, you want to get them cleaned up and moved, as you say.
Exactly. We want to get them in the hands of people that'll fix them. And in order to do that, we got to figure out who actually owns it.
A 2010 report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office says there are as many as 38,000 bank walkaways in America. The cities with the largest number of walkaways are Detroit and Chicago. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.